Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 25th Psalm we read, all the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees. Gracious God, your grace refreshes and renews us so we can follow your paths and adhere to your decrees. Help us to live fully the life and perform the duties you have given each of us, and give us your light and guard, rule, and guide us through this day. And we pray for our Secretary Adrian and her family at the death of her father. May you comfort them with your grace and mercy. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, fourth day, Tuesday, January 12th.
Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though have been fully
You've
read.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the body's knowledge, the photographers from Missouri Net, Elisa Nelson, has been given permission to take pictures on the Senate floor, as well as Travis Zimpfer. I got that right. From the Missouri Times, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Let's welcome the guest about to be announced by the Senator from Johnson.
President, thank you, Mr. President. I have some very special guests that are here today. It's the very first time that this group, Decoding Dyslexia, is having a legislative day on the Hill, and so I'd like to introduce some special guests, and they're here to talk about some important legislation that I think our senator from the first has filed, so some great legislation on dyslexia. And here they are, Kelly Understall and her two boys, Alex and Ben Understall of St. Louis, Laura Noss from Gower, Becky Jaquez from Kansas City, and Lori Wolf of Kansas City. All here for Decoding Dyslexia Day.
Let's welcome these special guests of the Senator from Johnson. Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right, my left, I have a good friend of mine from Bloomfield, Missouri, Mr. Bill Robinson over here. Appreciate everybody giving applause.
We're delighted to welcome the guests of the Senator from Butler to the Missouri Senate. Further introductions, petitions, Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, to speak on a point of personal privilege.
Senator will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yesterday, our General Laws Committee heard the stadium bill that would require a vote of the people or the people's representatives, us, before putting Missouri taxpayers in debt for a new stadium. I was intending to hold an executive session upon adjournment in order to move as quickly as possible given the circumstances. But last night we learned that the NFL is allowing Mr. Kroenke to move the St. Louis Rams to Los Angeles. In light of that news, I am canceling the executive session. This is not to indicate we will not move forward. But now we have more time to consider the very best course of action, which is our best Senate tradition. Today, a lot of people are feeling a lot of emotions. I myself am feeling furious with the NFL and with Mr. Kroenke for their willingness to let the taxpayers of Missouri hang out to dry, still owing $72 million over the next 6 years in payments for the Edward Jones Dome. This is how the discussion should have gone. Mr. Kroenke, I want to move the Rams to Los Angeles, the NFL. But Stan, don't you feel any obligation to the people of St. Louis and of the state of Missouri who will still have to pay for six more years on the stadium they built for your team to play in? Kroenke, you're right. I'll wait the 6 years. But no, we are not dealing with an organization or an owner that has scruples. I'm furious at Mr. Kroenke and the NFL, but I'm also furious at Governor Nixon. For several of us, as I have said many times, this was not about stadiums. It was about separation of powers and the rule of law. For Governor Nixon to say that he could contract with the RSA to put the taxpayers in debt for hundreds of millions of dollars to build a second St. Louis football stadium, he had to rely on two propositions. First, that when the legislature passed the Sports Authority Law in 1989, they intended to cede authority to approve more debt in later years for more than the one stadium. And second, that when the legislature stated in the law that any new stadium would have to be built adjacent to an existing convention center, that we intended it could be built half a mile away. Seriously, Governor? As our president pro tem stated so well in his recent letter to Mayor Slay, when such a plan seeks to use state resources, it is only proper that the General Assembly, as the voice of the citizens of the entire state, be consulted in the matter. So we are not done. We still need to clarify once and for all that this executive overreach cannot happen. We just don't have to do it today. Thank you.
Introduction of guests, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from the 7th. Send it forward. Care to explain what you're doing?
Thank you, Mr. President. Last year, this chamber took a very declarative stand and statement by voting for a resolution calling for an Article 5 convention dealing with transparency in our elections. As this presidential election continues to unfold and we watch the amount of money that's going to be poured in across the country, this resolution would ask for transparency in who is backing these messages and these candidates, not only here in our state, but also around the country.
Senator, we're going to have to send it back to your desk because this is an SJR, correct? SCR, excuse me, and properly the subject of when we go to introduction of bills.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
So send the SCR back. Resolutions.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 6th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. I am sending it forward.
Send it forward.
And, Mr. President, while I'm standing, have use of the floor before I explain the resolution, may I have a quick point of personal privilege?
Yes, you may. Point of personal privilege, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just thought it would be interesting for the body to know about one of our members who had a big day yesterday. I wanted to congratulate the senator from Christian County, Mr. President. He has been inducted into the 2015 NXA Hall of Fame. The NXA Hall of Fame has been established to recognize those NXA residents who have a distinguished career or life in representing the community, and I certainly know that our friends in the chamber understand Senator from Christian's involvement in the Nixa community and Christian County community. But Mr. President, what I wanted to quickly point out is that his plaque will be on display permanently in the Nixa Hall of Fame. And what I think is very cool, it'll be right next to his mother, Edna Wasson, who was the mayor of Nixon. I think, Mr. President, you know that. But what the body may not know is Mrs. Wasson was originally appointed postmaster, correct, by President Harry Truman. And so Mrs. Wasson was awarded the first person in the Nixa Hall of Fame in 2013 posthumously. And the Senator from Christian will be right next to her. And this is a serious congratulation. So I'd like the body to recognize Senator from Christian.
Senator from Cole, you have.
I might add, Mr. President, that I won the Nixa Cutting Horse Futurity 10 years ago, but my picture will not be on the Nixa Hall of Fame wall. The resolution I sent forward, Mr. President, is a longstanding tradition that I know you've been very supportive of. It would allow Girls State to use the Senate chambers in June of 2016. I'd be happy to answer your questions.
You need to move your adoption.
I move for its adoption.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator renews his motion on adoption of this resolution. Call the roll. Oh. Okay. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator?
Thank you. President, I have another resolution. I'm sending it forward.
Send it forward.
I move for its adoption.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution also is a long-standing tradition in this body to allow the Missouri Catholic Conference the use of the chambers in October of 2016.
Does any senator wish to be heard on this motion? Seeing none, you may close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator renews his motion. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is agreed to. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 7th.
Thank you. I have a concurrent resolution.
You have it at the dais, and
yes, as I was saying before, this calls for an Article 5 convention to deal with transparency in our elections. We're going to see unlimited amounts of money that are going to be a part of the national elections in 2016, and I just think it's fair for the voters to know who is spending that money, and this would go to the heart of that issue and give us a chance to discuss how to fix that problem. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, I will make a motion that House Concurrent Resolution 55 be brought before the body.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. It is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Concurrent Resolution 55 be adopted for the benefit of the body. This resolution was passed out, but it is simply the authorization for us to get together with the House for the State of the State speech that will happen next week. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator renews his motion on adoption of this resolution. Call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan. Yes.
By your vote of 29 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the resolution. Senator from Cole.
President, I move that House Concurrent Resolution 56 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The matter is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for House Concurrent Resolution 56 to be adopted. This resolution simply sets the date and time for the state of the judiciary and requests the Senate provide members and escort committee.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, senator is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator renews his motion. Call the roll on the resolution.
Senators Brown, aye. Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, aye. Curls, Dixon, aye. Emery, Hageman, aye. Holzman, yes. Kevney, aye. Kehoe, aye. Krause, aye. Leibler, aye. Munslinger, aye. Nasheed, aye. Onder, Parson, aye. Pierce, aye. Richard, aye. Riddle, aye. Romine, aye. Sater, aye. Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, or Schatz, Schmidt, aye. Shoup, aye. Sifton, aye. Sylvie, aye. Wallingford, aye. Walsh, aye. Wasson, aye. Whelan.
Senator from Barton, aye. Senator from Boone. Senator from Johnson, you are not. Thank you. By your vote of 29-0, no, you have adopted the second House concurrent resolution. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have the escort committees for the state of the state and the state judiciary, and ask the escort committees be read.
Read the escort committees.
Escort committee, governor's state of the state address, senators pursuant to HCR 55, the following senators are appointed to serve on the escort committee for the state of the state address. Senators Curls, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Pierce, Romine, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Walsh.
Thank you, Senator. One more to read.
Escort Committee, State of the Judiciary Address, Senators pursuant to HCR 56. The following senators are appointed to serve on the escort committee for the state of the judiciary address. Senators Chappelle Nadal, Dixon, Kevney, Nasheed, Onder, Riddle, Schaefer, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton.
Senator from Newton.
Please refer Senate Bill 721 from the Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources to the Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Also, we refer Senate Bill 789 from the Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government to the Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment.
Both are so ordered. We're on the order of business of concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 7th, send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 900, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to health care cost transparency.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 901, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to the duty of scrap metal operators to obtain certificates for title for certain inoperable motor vehicles.
Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill of the Senator from Clay.
Senate Bill number 902, introduced by Senator Sylvie, an act relating to driver's licenses compliant with the Federal Real ID Act of 2005.
Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. We've heard a lot recently about the Real ID Act and Missouri's position of being not in compliance with that. I think we're one of a handful of states. Going back to 2009, when we passed the original bill, what came out of committee in the House was very similar to what is now Senate Bill 902, which would allow the individual to decide when they go to get their driver's license whether they wish to have a compliant license or whether they wish to have a non-compliant license. I think that this is a solution that provides freedom to everyone to decide for themselves what level of participation they want to have with their government, while not needlessly inconveniencing those who may have already given more information to the government than what would be collected through this program. For instance, Mr. President, I have a security clearance from the federal government. The federal government knows far more about me than anything that would be collected during this Real ID program. So I think that we ought to provide the opportunity for our citizens to not be inconvenienced, particularly when we get to phase four, which they've said will be in 2018. At that point, if we are not in compliance, then our citizens will not be allowed to fly even domestically on aircraft that are federally regulated. I think that our constituents are going to have a real problem with that if they don't have the choice to make that for themselves. I think it's a pretty simple solution. It provides protection for those who have concerns with the program, but doesn't inconvenience those who don't. And I look forward to that discussion this year, Mr. President.
Introduction bill. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 903, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the reimbursement of certain criminal costs.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is similar to a bill that was debated last year on this floor. It addresses how jail per diem is reimbursed to counties and does so without an increase in taxes. We'll have further discussion later. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an important bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 904, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to gifted education.
Senator.
This is a bill that is an act related to gifted education.
Thank you. Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation required.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 905, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the Uniform Interstate Family Support Act.
Senator from Christian.
President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 906, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to local sales tax on motor vehicles.
Senator.
No explanation.
Senator from 13th.
I have a bill.
Send it forward.
No explanation required.
Thank you. Read the bill of the Senator from 13th.
Senate Bill number 907, introduced by Senator Walsh et al., an act relating to domestic violence.
Senator from 29th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 908, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to pharmacy benefits managers.
No explanation necessary.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 909, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the designation of the Senator Emery Melton Memorial Highway.
No explanation necessary.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 910, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to medication synchronization services.
Introductions of bills. Senator from the 22nd. For what purpose you rise?
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
No explanation is needed.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 911, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to health insurance.
Senator from the 34th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your
no
bill forward.
No explanation will be needed.
Thank you. Please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 912, introduced by Senator Schaff, an act relating to medical marijuana.
Senator from Phelps.
President, I have two bills.
Please send your bills forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 913, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to watercraft registration.
And please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 914, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the offense of trespass in the first degree.
Senator from Boone.
Three bills, and they do not require explanation.
Please send your bills forward, and thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 915, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to Memorial Highway designations.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 916, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the protection of religious organizations under the Missouri Human Rights Act.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 917, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to fines for failing to yield the right-of-way.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 27th.
Bill, it needs no explanation.
Thank you. Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 918, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the use of restraints on juveniles.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 7th, what purpose you rise?
I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guest.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joining us today in the upper gallery are students from Calvin Lutheran School. They are here to learn about their state government. They will be wandering the halls, and I'm just pleased to have them down here and look forward to spending some time at lunch with them and just ask the body, make them feel welcome for being here.
Let's make the senator from the 7th guest feel welcome here in the Senate body today. Senator from Johnson, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Seeing no objection, I have some very special guests.
Well, that's my part, Senator. Are you requesting no objection?
That's what I am, yeah.
Seeing no objection, you are okay to introduce guests.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two very special guests that are here today, and if they would stand up, they are here for the Missouri Forest Products Association Day. And we have a lot of businesses and a lot of people that are employed in that industry. And these are two folks that have a tremendous business in Howard County. In fact, they were honored by the Department of Agriculture for an outstanding agriculture award and maybe even getting some more recognition next week. But I can't say what that's going to be. But it is Bucky and Ryan Piscalia with the Missouri Pacific Lumber Company, a great place. They employ 42 people in Howard County, and they've done a wonderful job. They've been in business since 1980 in Missouri, where they moved that business from Illinois, where their grandfather started the business. So let's welcome Bucky and Ryan Piscalia, and they do a great job as some of our great small business in the state of Missouri.
May the body of the senator from Johnson make the folks feel welcome. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Senator from Newton.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry has a report.
Please send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 591, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Parson, Chairman.
Senator from Cole. We'll defer to the Senator from Johnson. Senator from Johnson, for what purpose do you rise?
I seek unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Seeing no objections, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a high school friend of mine who is here. Actually, he lives in Jefferson City, so probably the Senator from Cole should be introducing him. His name is Jeff Elliott, and he is here along with Angie Kieran from California, I assume Missouri, right? California, Missouri. And they're here for WGU Day, which is the Western Governors University. So if the body would make them feel welcome.
Let's make the guest of the Senator from Johnson feel welcome today. Thank you for being here. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I would ask you recognize me for an announcement.
Senator from Cole, we are on the order of business of announcements.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like the body and the staff that are listening to know tonight is the big night in Jefferson City for members of both the House and the Senate. It is the Taste of Jefferson City. It's sponsored by the Jefferson City Area Chamber of Commerce, along with the County of Cole, Jefferson City Public Schools, Lincoln University, and State Technical College of Missouri. The Taste of Jefferson City is tonight at Capitol Plaza Hotel. All of the members of this body, with the exception of the Senator from Johnson, all of the members of this body are invited.
as well as their staff. This is Jefferson City's opportunity to thank the Missouri Legislature for the economic shot in the arm that you bring to our community every year, and it's our way of saying thank you. You will experience some of the best food and desserts that you've ever had around, as well as great hospitality from many of our community members. It's at Capitol Plaza from 4:30 to 6:30 tonight. I hope many people can join us. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. We are on order of business of announcements. Senator from the 30th. For all purposes, you rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to announce that your Committee on Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence will have a short executive session in the morning at 9:45 to exec on Senate Bills 585 and 578. Thank you.
Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Agriculture, Outdoor Resources, and Food will be at Hearing Room 1 at 1 o'clock.
Thank you. We are on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Education Committee will have our first meeting of the year at 3 o'clock. We will start precisely at 3 o'clock. Two topics we're going to hear from is the Every Student Succeed Act, the new federal legislation, ESSA, and also the Department of Higher Education's Blueprint for Success. So hope to see all the education members there promptly at 3 o'clock today. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other announcements, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. All those in favor say aye. Any opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate stands adjourned under the rules.